So let's get this clear then. There's kind of two things with the step acquisition. The first one is when you first take control. Now what I mean is, if you've got, say, 10% and then you buy an extra 60% later, well, it's when you buy the extra 60% later that you take control. Or alternatively, you buy 10% and then you buy 42% later. And even then you take control because you've now got 52%. Okay, so that's a step acquisition when you acquire a subsidiary, i.e. you go over 50%, but you do it in steps. So you have the original 10% or whatever it might be, and then you buy the extra. Now, when that happens, all you have to do is revalue the original step, so the original 10%. Revalue that at the date of acquisition, which will be the date that you went over the 50%. So you revalue the original to its fair value, okay, and that's what's going to go in the fair value of consideration. And the difference between what you paid and the fair value now goes to retained earnings. Okay, so that's how you deal with the step acquisition. And then what if you buy an extra 10% after you've taken control, or an extra 20% after you've taken control? Well, this is deemed to be just buying from the NCI. So if you're just buying from the NCI, all you have to do is, first of all, calculate what the NCI was at the date you are about to buy the extra 10% or 20%. So work out what the NCI was then, and then work out what it would be afterwards. Work out how much of that you're buying and take that away from the NCI. You compare that, how much you take away from the NCI, to the amount you've actually paid, and the difference, importantly, goes to equity. Put it to other reserves. Okay?